I think it's appropriate that I haven't got much time if we're to continue on towards Sunday school, because I'm not sure I've got all that much energy. I mean, I can step forth, and you know that the energy I have does not come from me. It comes from beyond me. That's true, isn't it, for all of our lives? But it's appropriate because if you listened to that scripture, you know that it kind of sped through the story. Were you listening? Now, those of you who were in the class that I, or the group that I had, the baptism group, the bread and baptism, I encouraged you to read through a gospel. And which gospel did I tell you that would be a good one to start with? Which gospel? Does anybody remember? Which one? It was the Gospel of Mark. Why? Because if you're going to start somewhere, you might as well start with the shortest, right? And Mark is the shortest of the Gospels. Not only that, but it is the most fast-paced of the Gospels. It sort of blows through the story, and you are through it before you realize it. And that is very evident in this morning's scripture reading. Were you listening? I mean, the other Gospels tell the story of Jesus' baptism, but they sort of add to it. And then they tell the story of how Jesus went into the wilderness and was tempted. But then they add to it. I mean, if you're remembering from that story, Jesus encountering the devil there in the wilderness and, you know, make these stones into bread and on all these other temptations, yeah, you remember those things, but they're not here in Mark's gospel. And it blows through kind of John's arrest and Jesus stepping out into Galilee, into his ministry. And there's a key word in there, a word that is repeated 43 times in the Gospel of Mark. Now, if you were familiar with Greek, you would know that that word is "outhos." It's usually translated as "immediately." Did you see it in there? "And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus into the wilderness." That word is repeated over and over again as, you know, from story to story to story. There is a sense of immediacy, going faster and faster and faster, aiming toward the cross. I suppose this can be somewhat appealing to a younger generation for whom time sometimes feels like it goes so slow. And we want to sing songs in worship that move, right? Yeah. Of course, those as we get older, that there's a funny thing that happens. I don't think it's a truism to say that time passes more quickly for us as we get older, right? You know, how many times do we say, "I can't believe it's only been, I mean, that it's been, you know, 10 years. Like with the Pincuses, it's been 10 years since they moved away. Doesn't feel like that long. Seems like only yesterday." It seems like immediacy, you know, that sense of immediacy is almost something threatening to us of older years because time is passing more quickly. Whereas for those of younger years, come on, let's move it. Immediate. Now, if you look at that word immediacy, you know that that's kind of a double-edged word. As a lot of words, it can mean a couple of different things. It can refer to that sense of time. But it can also refer to a sense of presence. Let me just turn to Webster's dictionary. When you find in there, and I kind of typed this out so I would remember it. The word immediate, the first reading you have there, 1A, is acting or being without the interruption of any other object, cause, or agency. It's direct. B is present to the mind independently of other states or factors. Next, being next in line or relation. Next is made or done at once, instant. It's only until you get to the third point in the dictionary that it gets to that sense that we usually think of with the word immediate, something that happens quickly. We are entering into a time called Lent. And I encourage you through these 40 days, and they began on Ash Wednesday, I encourage you not necessarily to rush through this time. Take it intentionally, step by step by step. Knowing that when you reach Easter, you'll look back and think, man, time just flew. But allow the scripture story to be guiding you. Not necessarily quickly, but with that sense of immediacy that is knowing that, well, as Jesus said, and this is how the scripture that you read ended, that the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what immediacy is meaning here. That God's very kingdom, and this was the good news that Jesus preached, that the kingdom of God has come near, that it is very, very present. That's something, as I go over to Nigeria, I am going to be paying attention to. And I'm not just going to be listening to my brethren, brothers, and sisters, and I want to get to know them very well, and other Christians. I'm going to be listening to an imam and hearing his perception of things and how the kingdom of God, for we are all children of Abraham, are we not? How the kingdom of this God has come near and is very present, even in a place like Jos, right? And you know, you've heard the stories of what happened there. The kingdom of God has come near to Lagos, has come near to Abuja, has come near to Fort Dix, has come near to GBMC. The kingdom of God has come near. God is very present. Wherever you fill in the blank, the kingdom of God is at hand. So pay attention. I will be trying to, but you don't have to go to Nigeria to pay attention, to be watching, to be looking for the kingdom, because it is at hand, immediate. Now, our final hymn is one that I think is very appropriate, When We Walk With the Lord. Now, I would like to suggest that instead of singing this like a military march, which is how we often sing it, dun, 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 that we instead sing it like a waltz. It's in 3/4 time. Okay? And that gets across the point that what is a waltz? It is a dance. And as I was thinking of this image in my head, yesterday we had the reception for this wedding over at Martin's East, and I happen to remember a certain wedding reception that wasn't all that long ago, right? There in that same room, and I remember how my brother Ed took lessons to learn how to dance with his bride at the reception. You know, Jesus, God is immediate, and there's that sense in which, as we trust and obey, that is like a dance. When we walk with, I don't look to me to know how to dance, but think of it as that. Sing it like a waltz, okay? Can you play it like a waltz? You'll try.
544.
It's 544, not what it says in the bulletin, by the way. Okay, let's stand and dance as we sing.